This is the story of how it all began. God made matter and chaos shattered. Even Adam, they tried to hide. The world got violent and God replied with a mark and a flood and a rainbow sign. God's love written on skin and sky. Then God called a family to be a blessing to the earth. Oh, oh. A mother and her favorite son wrestle for the blessing. Another son becomes a slave. The land is saved from famine. God's family grows. Egypt oppresses. They groan to God. God sends Moses 10 strange signs. Say, please release them. By the sea, God saves them. Oh, oh. The people complain. God rains bread. Daily food, 10 new rules. 5 sisters come and ask for land. God says yes, amend the law. Moses says in your new life, across the Jordan, love God with your whole heart and with all your being and your strength. Now listen, God is one, only God. God is one, only God. Cross over Jordan, stories and stones, circuits and shouts, and the walls come down. God sends judges like Deborah, and the land has rest. Ruth's worth more than 7 sons, redeem the lost with steadfast love. Corruption in the temple, and God sends Samuel. God gives them a prophet, they ask for a king. Does God need a temple? A wise king forgets. And when a bully rules the land, a nation tears apart and loses David's heart. Through a widow's gift and a prophet's cry, God brings life in desperate times. Josiah reads a misplaced scroll. He turns to God wholeheartedly, like David did. God gives Jeremiah a picture of God's ruined family. Is there any hope left? Is there any hope left? Is there any hope left for you? Jerusalem, any hope? Any hope left? Is there any hope left for you? Jerusalem. By the streams of Babylon, how can we sing when you are gone, Jerusalem? Jerusalem. I'm in a valley of human bones. These bones are Israel. God's breath is hope. God loves every one of us, it's true, and God loves the universe.